Hello, bitches, and welcome to the December contest recording. This is one of those things that is going to be very anticlimactic, because quite frankly, there were only two entries this round, and so I quite honestly didn't really take time to come up with any sort of scoring procedure. I'm just going to give my comments and be generous to all of you, if that makes any sense. So, let's roll with it. First up, the P-Kate Coalition. That's right, I just said that. Deal with it. So, there are many things that I liked about this work. First, obviously, the twist on a fucking classic. Way to take something that Disney shat into the many millions of child imaginations out there and twist it into some sort of demonic, sadistic fantasy. Just brilliant. That, to me, just spoke creative volumes. Yeah, that's right. Creative volumes. I just got off a Fermilab shift. I can pull whatever the fuck I want, and you guys just have to sit there and deal with it. Now, throughout the piece, there were some sort of weak points in the writing. But I feel like this was somewhat covered up by the fact that you obviously came together to create a coherent story. And that was the thing that I really liked about this piece as opposed to the other one, in the sense that I really feel the sense that when I read through this, I could picture you two sitting in a room, discussing, coming up with a common direction. It wasn't just someone wrote this and someone wrote that and you kind of pieced it together at the end. It was an actual collaborative effort, as opposed to a pseudo-collaborative effort. And at the end of the day, that's awesome. Now, on the other side of the fence, I would have really liked to have seen it gone farther. You know, like, really, you could have just taken it and, like, you could have just taken that sadistic, brutal tendency and just made it something so much more destructive and powerful and awesome. And I would have loved to have seen that next level of just insanity fall out of the writing heavens and defecate all over my fucking face. That would have been awesome. So, to sum it up, I love your collaborative effort. It's obviously there. You came up with a common direction, you worked as a team, and you put out something that was yours together. On the other hand, I think you could have stepped it up and made it even more brutal and gritty and crazy badass than what it ended up being. Next up, SM and whoever the hell you worked with, because I don't know if I was ever introduced to that person, so I'll just refer to it as your work, even though that is completely wrong. On the flip side to the P-Kate presentation. This one didn't really come off as a truly collaborative effort to me. You obviously spent time writing different sections, and in some cases, they didn't flow well together. It felt like almost they were just two separate pieces that you two wrote and just said, well, hey, let's do something collaborative, and you just kind of, like, mixed and mashed the lines into something that kind of works. Also, you know, it's like we're still in the kind of sex bubble, but a little bit better phase. And you gotta branch out, man. Please, please branch out. But this time around, I think the lack of branching was eroded in some sense by the fact that this is just fucking balls. I mean, there are just parts of this that made me just go, oh, shit, awesome. I wasn't a fan of the, where is it, forward-facing faces line. I don't know why, but the double face shit going on in that line just fucking ate at my soul a little bit. But I did find this work gritty. Like, oh, there's so many parts of this that I just went, oh my god, did this actually get written on the page? Yes, it did. Awesome. So you had the grit factor, like, through the fucking roof, but the collaborative factor wasn't quite there. Also, as with P. Kate's piece, God, I can't believe I keep saying that, There were some grammatical little things here and there that could have been looked at a little bit. I think, dare I say, F7 could have been pressed. Oh, yes, what's up with the slang of coming? Honestly, didn't I just go over this in the last fucking round with people about how, like, oh my god, it's not C-U-M, you just spell it the same fucking way as the regular come and it means the same goddamn thing? Anyway, yes, I'm pretty sure. Oh, and mislead and misled. That was wrong too. Very sad. Very sad. So a few little grammatical things in there, not too big a deal. I still love the grit. It was awesome, crazy, shiat deep. It just made me go, nice. I didn't feel like there were any roadblocks in the construction of this piece. You said, I'm gonna write this. It's gonna be sick and nasty and twisted and to hell with what anyone thinks. And the two of you came together and you wrote a piece based somewhat on that principle. It produced something that entertained me greatly. So, props for that. So, what am I gonna do? Because there are only two of you. And quite honestly, I'm just lazy and I don't feel like putting forth the effort and assigning points when there are only two, in a like a non-GDW sort of phase reference frame. Yeah, creamy. So what I think I'm gonna do is I'm just gonna send you guys some gold and say, hey, here you go. Give you all some AGWL points because fuck it, I can, and see what the hell you guys make in January. So, with that very anticlimactic recording made, I wish you all a good night, and get the hell off my audio file, you god damn hippies!